Hi everyone, and welcome again to A Plus English. Now on today's show, we will continue our lesson on the Dragon Boat Festival.
It's a very interesting festival, and people do many things on this day.
That's right, people do many different things now, and they have always done these things, even before today,during this festival.
Yes, they do many things to keep bad spirits away.
That's right, bad spirits and bad luck stay away.
好，我们这一课呢要看到的是在端午节的时候呢，我们会做一些事情哦，来 keep bad spirits away， 来把一些不好的东西哦，不好的灵魂啊等等赶走哦。
Now on today's show, we will begin a conversation that's all about this festival. So,Let's take a look at the first part of today's conversation.
Dragon Boat Festival.
Conversation A.
Are those flowers?
No, they're herbs.
Aren't herbs used in Chinese medicine?
Right. Bugs also hate the smell, so...We hang them on the door.
That's a clever way to keep bugs out.
Yeah, it can even scare bad spirits away.
Really? But I think there's a better way to do that.
What?
Just hang up your picture.
So, Millie, at the beginning of today's conversation, Nick and Thor are at Thor's house, and Nick sees something. It's some kind of plant.
That's right, but they are not plants. They are not flowers. They are herbs.
That's right. Herbs are a special kind of plant that we can use. We use them sometimes in our food to make it taste better, and you can also use herbs maybe to make your room smell better. But here,These herbs have a special reason, right?
That's right. Okay, 我们这里看到这个字叫做 herb. 通常 H 是不发音的、哦。这个 herb 呢，在中文的意思呢，就是药草或是草药的意思。那通常我们会拿它来做什么呢？比如说做调味品、做香料等等，来让食物更好吃哦。Make food taste better. Okay, so Bill, what's the special reason for Thor to use herbs at home?
Well, in the next line of the conversation, Nick says, aren't herbs used in Chinese medicine? So he's asking a question. And look, he says aren't or are not at the beginning. Now, he could have asked, are herbs used in Chinese medicine? But Nick thinks he knows the answer. He thinks the answer is yes. So you can use...this way of asking a question if you think you already know the correct answer. In fact, it's like saying, is this not true? Are herbs used in Chinese medicine?
好，我们现在看到课本有这个句子哦， Are herbs used in Chinese medicine? 好，我们这里用到一个 aren't 来作为问句的开始哦，这是一个否定疑问句。那其他的用法就跟那个Are herbs used in Chinese medicine 是一样的、哦、那只是差别在什么呢就是你觉得答案应该是肯定的时候你就会这样用所以比如说我现在看你我觉得诶你应该就是学生的样子啊我就会问说 Aren't you a student? 然后你就会回答 Yes, I'm a student.
Now Thor says, right, they are used in Chinese medicine. He also says, bugs also hate the smell, so we hang them on the door.And he means they hang the herbs on the door because bugs hate the smell. Now, bugs are just little tiny small animals like spiders or ants or something like that.
这里的 bug 呢就是小虫子啊像 spider, 蜘蛛或是 ant, 蚂蚁这种小虫子。
Right. And of course, Thor said that bugs hate the smell. Now, the smell of something...Well, that's what you get when you use your nose. You smell something with your nose. Here, it's just the smell the bugs don't like.
这里的 smell 呢是一个名词哦，它是味道的意思哦。那它也可以当动词，就是闻起来怎么样 ？Something smells good， 哎，闻起来很香。Can you give us some other examples?
Right, so you can use it like a verb, something smells good, or like a noun, like the smell of that flower is really nice.
那朵花的味道呢，真的很棒哦 It smells good.
Now, we move on in the conversation and see that Nick explains it's a clever way to keep bugs out when you put the herbs on the door.When you keep something out, that means that thing can't go into some place. So maybe you want to keep spiders out of your house. So you do something to keep them out.
好，这里有一个片语哦 ，keep something out 就是把什么东西排除在外，不要让它进来。所以 keep spiders out 就是不要让这些蜘蛛跑进来。
Wow, so...Herbs can keep bugs out of your house, and we even learn in the conversation that herbs can scare bad spirits away. So I guess you could say they also keep bad spirits out.
That's right. 我们这里看到 herbs can scare bad spirits away. 它的味道呢，可以把这些不好的东西呢，把它们吓走。
Right. Now we need to take a short break.But we'll be right back with the second part of today's conversation.
Dragon Boat Festival. Conversation B.
We always eat rice dumplings during the Dragon Boat Festival.
They look delicious.
Yeah, but they used to be fish food.
Fish eat rice?
People hoped the fish would eat the rice, not Qu Yuan.
Who?
He was a famous Chinese poet. He died in the river.
Oh...So, if the fish were full, they wouldn't eat his body.
Bingo!
What's the smell? It smells so good.
It's rice dumplings!
Rice dumplings, 粽子
These are so good. And they're important for Dragon Boat Festival, right?
That's right. 没有错，我们端午节会吃的呢，就是粽子哦，是一个非常重要的食物哦。
I love these. They're so good.
Hey, stop it. We need to teach our students why dumplings are important, okay?
Right, right. It says in the conversation, they used to be fish food. When you say something used to be something, it means this was true a long time ago. Remember that phrase? It means in the past, many, many years ago.
没有错，我们这里看到一个 used to 加上动词哦，表示过去经常怎么样，过去的习惯怎么样，可是现在可能没有了。所以在这课本的句子里面讲到 ，rice dumplings used to be fish foods， 他们以前呢是作为鱼的食物，可是现在没有了。Can you give us another example?
Well, sure. I could say my dad used to work in an office, but now he works at home. Ready? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you see that? Oh, she's going to be so mad at me. We should finish our lesson today and do a great job. Okay, now next we see that people hoped fish would eat the 粽子, right? The dumpling and not something else. But first, let's look at that word, hoped.When you hope something will happen, it means you really, really want it to happen. You want it to happen really badly.
Yes, hope 呢这是一个动词呢，就是希望。当我们希望什么什么事情能够发生的时候 ，we hope that something will happen.
Now, why did they hope fish would eat the dumpling? Well, because they didn't want the fish to eat Qu Yuan.
So Bill, do you know who Qu Yuan was?
Well, I remember learning that he's a famous poet, and it says that in our conversation. Now, a poet is somebody who writes poetry. And poetry or poems, these are special little things that they're kind of like stories. Usually they rhyme, so they have the same sound. And they're just great little ways to tell a story.
Qu Yuan was a great poet. 好，这里出现的 poet 是一个名词哦，它是诗人的意思哦。那诗人呢，就是写诗啊，所以诗呢，在英文就叫做 poem. So a poet will write poems.
Right, poets write poems. And we also see that the whole idea here is, if the fish eat all of the dumplings, they'll be too full. That's what Nick says. If the fish were full, they wouldn't eat his body, meaning Qu Yuan, of course. When you are full, you can't eat anymore. In fact, when something like a glass is full, you can't pour any more water or milk or anything in it. So if you can't eat anymore, you can say you are full.
I'm full. I am so full. 就是我已经吃了好饱了。这里的 full 呢是形容词，就是饱的、充满的。所以当玻璃杯里面呢已经装满了水，你就不能够再装水进去了。The glass is full. You can't pour any more water into it.
Now next, Thor says something that is kind of funny. He says, bingo! And this just means, right, you got it correct. It comes from a fun game many kids will play. If you win the game, you jump up and yell bingo! So now we say bingo to mean correct.
Bingo, you got it right. 没有错，当对方讲对答案的时候，我们就可以讲 bingo, you got it right. 那其实它是源自一个游戏哦，就是我们常说玩宾果游戏 bingo.
So tell me, Millie, what do you think of Dragon Boat Festival dumplings?
I think they are delicious.
Me too. When I was on a team and was on the water in a boat once, it was so fun and we ate lots of dumplings.
How many can you eat a time?
Well, only one because they are big. Well, we need to take a look at our word power words, and tomorrow we'll finish our lesson on the Dragon Boat Festival.
Word power.
Word power. And our first word is smell. Smell.
Wow, smell 呢就是名词气味的意思，它也可以当动词，就是闻。
Sally loves the smell of roses.
Sally 呢喜欢玫瑰的香味 ，and it smells good.
It does. Next one is keep something out. Keep something out.
好 ，keep something out 这是一个动词片语，就是不让什么东西靠近。
A big dog can keep strangers out of your house.
一只大狗呢可以让陌生人不敢靠近你家。
That's because big dogs are scary.
Right.
Next one, delicious. Delicious.
Delicious, 形容词美味的。
The cookies in this bakery are delicious.
Wow, 这个烘焙坊卖的饼干呢非常的好吃。
And the last one, full. Full.
Full, 形容词吃饱了的。
I am really full now. I ate too much for lunch.
我现在很饱，我午餐吃太多了。
Well, that's okay. You'll be hungry later when it's dinner time. Okay, everybody. That's it for Word Power, but don't go away.
Keep in mind.
Hey, Kelly, didn't you go to the dinner party last night?
No, I did.
Wait, what do you mean?
Oh, sorry, I hate this kind of question. And yes, I did. I went to the party last night.
Okay.
好，这里呢，我们来看一下否定疑问句哦。在英文的问答里头，如果你希望对方可以回答 yes， 或者是你在表达一种惊讶的时候，你都可以用到这样的否定疑问句哦。比方，我可以说 ，Don't you remember me？Don't you remember me? 意思就是我有点惊讶，你怎么会记不得我？你应该是记得我的吧？那像刚才 Clayton 问我 ，Didn't you go to the party last night? 他问我说，哎，你昨天不是有去参加那个 party 吗？所以当你在回答这样的问句的时候，要记得，如果你的回答是肯定的，还是要回答 yes； 如果是否定，就回答 no。那另外再特别注意一点 ，Yes, I did。通常我们在回答的时候，我们不会说 Yes, I went to the party last night， 因为那样就太重复了，所以就简单回答 Yes, I did。
I wish I went to that party. Don't you remember I'm a great singer?
No, I really don't.
Dragon Boat Festival.
Conversation A.
Are those flowers?
No, they're herbs.
Aren't herbs used in Chinese medicine?
Right. Bugs also hate the smell, so we hang them on the door.
That's a clever way to keep bugs out.
Yeah. It can even scare bad spirits away.
Really?But I think there's a better way to do that.
What?
Just hang up your picture.
We always eat rice dumplings during the Dragon Boat Festival.
They look delicious.
Yeah, but they used to be fish food.
Fish eat rice?
People hoped the fish would eat the rice, not Qu Yuan.
Who?
He was a famous Chinese poet. He died in the river.
Oh, so if the fish were full, they wouldn't eat his body.
Bingo!
Review time!
Let's see how much you know about the Dragon Boat Festival. Today's review time is true or false.
我们今天呢要做的复习时间呢就是是非题，要来测验看看你对端午节到底了解了多少。
Number one, bugs don't like the smell of herbs.
哦，虫呢，它不喜欢艾草的气味。That's true.
That is true. Number two, we hang herbs on the door to keep dogs away.
哦，我们把艾草呢挂在这个门上，是为了呢让狗不敢靠近。That's false.
I think it's to keep bugs and the evil spirits away.
是要把这个虫呢跟这个恶灵呢驱赶走。
You got it. Number three.We always eat rice dumplings during the Dragon Boat Festival.
哦，我们总是呢，在这个端午节的时候吃这个 rice dumplings. 这个是什么呢？吃粽子。That's true.
It's the special food for this holiday. Okay, everybody, that's it for review time. Don't go away.
Living phrases.
Used to.
Used to.
Yeah. You look healthier than before. What did you do?
I used to eat a lot of fast food, but now I don't.
And you looked stronger.
I used to sleep on weekends, but now I go hiking.
Well, let's go hiking this Saturday.
You used to go with others, not me.
That's because you used to sleep all weekend.
Just for fun!
Okay, today I think we've got a riddle that we can solve. It's a little bit difficult, but maybe not too difficult for us.
Okay, but I see that there are numbers in it, and I'm not the best at math, so I'm a little bit scared.
Well, you know, these riddles aren't always about math. They look like they are, but like that last one about 6 and 60, it's more just about words.
Okay, let me read it then. It says, when do 2 and 2 make more than 4? Wait a minute. I'm not the best at math, like I said, but even I know that 2 and 2 make 4.
Yeah, if you add 2 plus 2, the answer has to be 4.
I know people, when they're trying to be funny in school, they'll say 2 plus 2 equals 5, and it's like a funny little joke because everyone knows that it's wrong. So what are they trying to say with this riddle?
Oh, well, there's some other words that sound like 2, you know? 2, the number, is spelled T-W-O. But there are some other words that sound like 2, but they mean different things. Like T-O-O, me too, I want some ice cream too. Or 2, like I want to go to the store, T-O.
Okay, I think that's one possibility or one way we can look at this riddle. But it also says, when do 2 and 2 make more than 4? So they don't actually say addition or adding or subtracting or any other math words. It just says, do 2 and 2 make more than 4?
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write 2, and then I'm going to write another 2. What do you think this is?
Wait a minute. That says 2, 2, or 22.
I think that's the answer. Let's check. Let's check the answer. 22, is that it?
When do 2 and 2 make more than 4? When they make 22. Oh my gosh, we finally got a riddle at the end of the month.
Oh, finally, yeah. I think we did really well this time, Siobhan.
Wow, I feel so smart. And even though this question didn't have much to do with math, I feel like I learned a little math too.
All right. Okay, everybody, that's it for our riddles this month, but stay with us.